The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce,
where diversity and opportunity are one.
From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities taking place all across Silicon Valley. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of Silicon Valley and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed business leaders, entrepreneurs, and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr., and welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections. I'm your host, but I'm also the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where we help all small businesses start, finance, grow, and even exit their businesses. The best way to reach us and to find out what we do is to go to our website at blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. My guest today is Ashley Quintana, public policy manager with community engagement at Facebook. Yes, right, Facebook. Ashley, how are you doing today?
Hey, Carl. Thank you so much for having me here today. I'm so excited. You know, this heat, I mean, it is what it is, but just rolling with 2020, right?
Yeah, man. I think our people are just dying to find out things, not only about you, but about Facebook and truly about what we're going to talk about, the subject of why we're here. But I think it's very important that people understand public policy manager with community engagement at Facebook. Tell me a little bit about your position there, Ashley. Like, what do you do?
Absolutely. So, you know, I was joking around with you. It is a long title on that business card. But, you know, essentially, I work with our local community and neighbors in the Bay Area to really figure out each community's unique needs, you know, and how does Facebook, how are we best equipped to support those needs? And that ranges from a variety of projects such as food stability efforts to supporting our local schools. So, you know, I always say it keeps me busy. There's always something new. I've loved the fact that Facebook is such a mission-driven company, you know, with its building community and bringing people closer together as its main goal. And I'm just blessed to be somewhere where I've just really enjoyed. I've been there for 4 years and enjoyed every second of it. So I'm really excited to be here today with you.
So you've been there 4 years. Well, yes. You know, tell us a little bit, how does a person get to be in your position? Where were you at, you know, 5 years ago, and how did you get there, and then your ascension up? You know, how did you get to be in that position?
Yeah. So, you know, let me preface by saying that if you told college Ashley that she would be back at her hometown in Redwood City and mm-hmm. working for one of the biggest tech companies, I would be very skeptical, right? you know, I come from, so I actually started in public sector, mm-hmm. specifically San Mateo County. So shout out to my San Mateo County employees. And I started my community outreach career there. And I have, you know, I'll say this, I have so much admiration for those in public sector, mm-hmm. in public service. And my time at local government really sparked my love for working with the community, right? You know, when you're fresh out of college, you really don't know what you want, or, you know, you have these plans, but you're not really sure where to go. But I always say, you know, it's always very important to know what you don't want. But I, you know, this job with the county really showed that I love being with people and helping the community. And I'm, you know, really, really fortunate that it was actually a community that not only, you know, I grew up in, but I've just been working with so closely for so many years. So I was there for 2 years. And then the opportunity to work for Facebook came to my attention. And, you know, as they say, the rest is history. I've been with the company for a while. And it's truly a testament of how I strongly believe in Facebook's mission. And, you know, as I said, just the community aspect and making sure that we are connecting people. I'm just really happy to be at a company where I can truly see the impact that we have in the community. And so it's just been such a great journey. And I love the fact, you know, that it gives me these opportunities like today to speak mm-hmm. to you and really share what the company is doing for our local communities.
Man, Ashley, you know, people who would hear you would hear not only the joy, but the passion that you have in your voice on what you're doing. And, you know, I've always subscribed that, you know, if you're going to do something you're very passionate about, because then it's not work. So you can technically say, I don't work. I do what I love to do. And it sounds like you do. So tell me, though, a little bit about, you know, what you're doing there at Facebook. You're excited about it. You know, what is it that you're excited about now? Because I know there's a subject I want to talk to in a couple minutes, unless you want to bring it up right now.
You know, there's so much excitement, right, Carl? Like, mm-hmm. there's so many amazing things. As a society, we've seen so much going on, you know, from COVID, just so much. And yeah. I'm just so proud to be with a company that really brings the fact that we are going to get through this together. Right. Yeah. And so even though today we're talking about small businesses, it's been mm-hmm. amazing to see how, you know, we've worked with food insecurity efforts and worked with making sure that our health counterparts have, you know, masks and supplies and just so many things that, you know, you would never have guessed a company like Facebook would step up and do. And mm-hmm. that's really something that I admire and I'm so thrilled to be part of. You know, but today, which I'm so excited about.
Well,
is,
before you dive into yeah. today's thing, I want to ask you one other question, because how has COVID-19 affected Facebook itself? Like, you know, the work at home policy and all the things that you guys are doing. What have you seen inside Facebook itself that COVID-19 has affected?
Well, you know, like the rest of, well, most of every tech company and companies, we are working from home. Mm-hmm. So we are definitely navigating that new life, that new virtual life, right? Mm-hmm. And it's really just been amazing to see how our platform is just connecting so many, you know, through our portal, through our products. We have an amazing hub called, you know, the Community Hub that gives you COVID resources. Mm-hmm. So it has been a lot of pivoting and making sure that we move fast and provide those products and those resources to the communities we serve. Personally, at a personal level, you know, mm-hmm. my commute was what, like 10, 15 minutes?
Oh, my commute, are you serious?
My commute now is, you know, from bed to my laptop. So
it's been
quite, you know, I've enjoyed it. And it's definitely something that, different lifestyle, but you gotta, as they say, just gotta roll with the punches and, you know, changes happen. So
well,
that's
you know
been our.
Well, you know, you're the envy of almost everybody in the Bay Area. Your commute was only 10 to 15 minutes. You know, that's that's hard to say without people saying, what? You know, I think about this, and I know we're really going to take up all of the second half on it. You know, I thought about what Facebook is doing in the community and its offer in this program. So, you know, please let us know the offer that Facebook is extenuating to all the small businesses, especially Black businesses now. Tell me a little bit about that program, the name of it, and how did it come about?
Absolutely. So, you know, we're talking about COVID, right? And it's mm-hmm. a time of uncertainty and challenge. And we acknowledge that our small business community is really getting impacted. In March, we announced our grant support of $100 million globally for small businesses. Mm-hmm. And then we, you know, early in the summer, we announced another $100 million specifically for the Black community. And I always say, you know, people are like, why now? And it's honestly, these last few months have shed important light on the disparity and racial injustice that the Black community in America faces every day. And it's one of those things where Black-owned businesses have been very hit pretty hard due to COVID and having less financial assistance. So this is, you know, today I'm announcing that on August 19th, we mm-hmm. opened the application window for our Black-owned business grants. So $40 million of our $100 million will be allocated to 10,000 Black-owned businesses in the U.S. So any Black-owned business with 1 to 50 employees can apply now. And so as I'm saying this, I really hope people are on their phone or, you know, at their laptop. I encourage you all to go to facebook.com/blackbusinessgrants. So again, it's facebook.com/blackbusinessgrants. See, Carl, I got that from you, right? Like repeating it twice.
I love it.
and I'm actually extra thrilled today that I'm joining you. And I'm so appreciative of the invite because we are actually, our team is hosting a webinar this upcoming Monday. So August 24th at 10 a.m. And it's a great opportunity to listen to our team's presentation on the application. And if you have any questions, that is a perfect time to ask us. That link is a bit longer. So what I'm going to do, Carl, is we will have that on your blackchamber.com website. And so I really encourage folks to go there and really access that RSVP link.
Ashley, this is perfect timing because we're going to take a break right now. So we could talk a little bit about this when we get back and we can actually tell them what that link is. And we'll repeat all this information again. So we're just going to take a little break right now. As we say, you're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Bay Area residents, we need your help. The coronavirus has affected everyone, and that includes Silicon Valley. Nonprofits that help small businesses like our Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce are in dire need of support. Your support helps us support and assist small businesses with workshop webinars and even one-on-one technical training for free. Please give, whether it's your time, your volunteer expertise, or donations. Go to blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com and see how we help Bay Area communities.
And now back to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Welcome back. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections. Our guest today is Ashley Quintana, Public Policy Manager with Community Engagement at Facebook. Yes, Facebook is in the house today. Welcome again, Ashley. I loved our first half of the show, and I'm just happy to have you on. How are you feeling?
Thank you so much, Carl. I am enjoying my time with you, even if it's virtual. So thank you.
Well, we left off in the first half talking about some wonderful sort of connections. We talk about this upcoming webinar. Why don't you give us that webinar information again and the link to how people can find out about, you know, Facebook's offer for Black businesses?
Absolutely. So our upcoming webinar is this Monday, August 24th at 10 a.m. And I'm encouraging everyone who is a business owner, a chamber that, you know, you represent a chamber, a nonprofit that supports small businesses, you are all welcome. It's free to RSVP. Now the link is blackbizgrants.splash.com. So I'll repeat that again. It's blackbizgrants.splashthat.com. And I do know, you know, if you didn't capture that, I'm sure, Carl, we can add that to your website. But I'm really encouraging all of us here in the Bay Area to attend. I would love to see our, you know, small businesses really take the opportunity to apply and take advantage of this. And I really hope that if there are any questions, this is the time to ask our team.
Man, you know what? When I hear that name for that link, I know I say, well, that's got to have been done by a Generation Xer or somebody like that, a young person that come up with a name like that. I was trying to get it down. It was Black Biz Grants. Okay, I follow that. .splashthat. I can't believe it. Splashthat.com. So it's
Black Biz, B-I-Z for biz, Grant, G-R-A-N-T-S dot, splash that, S-P-L-A-S-H-T-H-A-T dot com. What a name, what a name. Well, Facebook is in the house.
It's us millennials, Carl. What can I say?
Yeah, I know, man. So tell us a little bit about this offer, though, because this is huge. I mean, $100 million that you're going to, you know, allocate again to help, you know, minority or black small businesses. And you said $40 million is going to go out immediately to 10,000 black business owners, or it's available?
So $100 million for the black community. And, mm-hmm. you know, $40 million will be for Black-owned businesses. As I said, it's for 1 to 50 employees. So you can apply now. We encourage you to apply immediately if possible. Mm-hmm. All the details, any specifics are on the website, which I can repeat again, facebook.com/blackbusinessgrants. And I encourage you to learn more, go there and make sure that, if there are any questions, feel free to attend the webinar, or, you know, Carl will also put some contact information on the website.
Well, I'm excited about just the opportunity for, this to happen. Facebook, like other companies now, it seemed like are a little more sensitive to the black, you know, business need or the black community need. Ashley, yourself, you know, you've been working with Facebook for 4 years. You know, how have you felt Facebook has done as far as, you know, supporting, you know, minority needs in different communities? What have you seen inside of Facebook?
So I could say that as a first generation Latina, personally, as a worker at Facebook, it really embraces my diversity and in the inclusion of so many. So as an employee at Facebook, I'm really fortunate to be in a company that really embraces just our differences. And we're a platform that connects so many in the world. So diversity is absolutely something that is really important to us. Throughout all our work, we have very intentionally and mindfully focused on Black and Latinx and, you know, underrepresented minorities. And that's a scope from, you know, students to businesses to nonprofits. So it's truly been something that I'm just really proud of when I say I work at Facebook. I do want to say, I think another beautiful thing about the product is that we heard from people a great desire to support small businesses, and specifically Black owned. So actually in June, we launched this product called Business Nearby. And it was specifically, actually, we introduced the ability for a business to self-designate themselves as Black owned, which mm-hmm. basically allows them to surface in this tool, you know, our product Business Nearby, as a Black owned business. So it really increases the chances for someone who does want to support a Black owned business to see them, easily find them and support them. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's just an amazing example of we hear what the community wants, and we have awesome teams that make it happen. Right. I mean, I'm not a technical person, so mm-hmm. who knows what the magical thing happened, but it's just great to be able to share this with everyone.
Well, you know, Facebook has supported many of the things that we've done here at the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. When we did our Bay Area Black Youth Techathon, they were one of the first sort of sponsors to come on. We know that Facebook is real intentional about supporting, you know, nonprofits in their area. And they've done a heck of a job with a group that we work with. And you probably have heard of them, called Street Code Academy, right there in yes. East Palo Alto. And so we're happy that Facebook has done that. And yet, Ashley, even with that, I'm always going to say, you know, I'm glad they're doing what they're doing with the small businesses, because it proves what I was telling them before. They could do more. I think that our relationship, now that you know me and you through me can get connected to the Northern California Black Chamber Presidents Association, that's a collection of Black Chamber presidents from Oakland, San Francisco, Solano County, you know, all the way down to Fresno and Bakersfield and all over Northern California. Ashley, we want people to know you. We believe in our heart you want to know them, so it makes your job easier. When you say, hey, I want to get this word out, I want people to know about it, you know who's a valuable resource to you. So I'm here to help you in any way, Ashley.
Absolutely, Carl. And I think, you know, you just same wavelength here. I was going to say, you know, we do a lot, and that's what my role is, right? Listen to the community and listen to the needs of the community and how we are able to assist. And of course, we always have room to do better, and we continue to learn, and we'll keep doing this because the journey is never over, right? This is just the mm-hmm. beginning. And I'm so excited that, you know, this is with businesses, with nonprofits, with so many other community members. And Carl, just like you and other chambers and other nonprofits, like, we can't do our job well if we don't hear from you, right? And mm-hmm. That's why I love my job. And I always joke around, right? When someone says, what do you do? And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I'm kind of like the face of Facebook in Menlo Park sometimes. And it's that really awesome feeling. Yes. That you know, when you think of Facebook, you think of a big corporation, right? And it's just nice to have a person, right? A human being behind it. So it's really been just a blessing to do this work and continue doing it.
Do you, from your vantage point, being right there at Facebook in a community sort of engagement kind of position, what do you do when people are trying to reach like the Facebook Foundation, you know, with Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, Chan, I guess, right? Do you ever run across times when you say, well, nope, that's not what I do right here at Facebook here. That's more appropriate for you to connect with the foundation.
So this is actually a great opportunity to clarify. So ZZI, so Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, is actually not Facebook's foundation. It's completely different organization, even though, of course, Mark, being our CEO, funded it. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where it depends on the ask. It depends on the specific project initiative. We are able to make that distinction. But I always say, if there is any questions, or if if Bay Area folks want to learn more and, you know, be aware of what we're doing as a company in the local community, I wouldn't obviously be a social media person mm-hmm. if I didn't say to like our Facebook page and follow our Instagram, because that's a way that you can be in the know, and get the latest information. So, here's another website for everyone to write down. It's facebook.com/FBLocal. And it's, so I'll say that again, facebook.com/FBLocal. And our Instagram is FBLocal. So making it very simple for everyone. Mm-hmm. And that's really just our, avenue also just to post about the various initiatives and projects that we're doing. And also a lot of times we post, you know, what are ways that you all can connect with us. Right? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, future events that we may have. So I do encourage everyone that if they are interested in just learning more of what we're doing, or how to get in touch with us, to reach out via, well, of course, Facebook.
Hey, of course. Now, I'm going to ask you this, because you mentioned it about virtual events and everybody's doing virtual events now. How does Facebook help a business do virtual event? How could Facebook help our chamber do a virtual event? You know, do we get like Facebook credits, or how would that work? You know, do you have any idea about that?
You know, Carl, I always say when people ask me about all the various products, totally encourage you all to go to our community hub. And also we have a general business hub called it's facebook.com/business, super mm-hmm. simple. Mm-hmm. And that is really the landing page of so many resources and tools that mm-hmm. businesses can access, right? Mm-hmm. So I really encourage those who are, you know, businesses of one person all the way to, you know, several people and whatnot, there's something for you in that hub. So mm-hmm. facebook.com/business, and it gives you the greatest and latest of what we as Facebook can provide as a platform, or as, you know, today's topic, our Black-owned business grants.
Man, I love that. And before we leave, I want to make sure we get some of those grants again, because I know some of them, you know, people may be driving and they may get a chance to hear it, or they can't write it down. So we'll definitely do what Ashley said before. They're going to be located on the Chamber's website, and that's blackchamber.com. But I love the fact that, if I'm repeating this right, this is $100 million that Facebook is now targeting for the Black community, 40 million of which is going to Black small businesses that have between 1 and 50 employees. Is that true?
That is absolutely true.
And then the way you could get to these people, you could get to them, you could actually attend, though, the webinar, which is coming up this Monday. And that's what, Facebook, say that again, facebook.com/blackbusinessgrants?
So yes, so facebook.com/blackbusinessgrants is where you'll learn more about the application and all the details.
And then we want that crazy one that was made up by the millennials or Gen X, blackbizgrants.splash.com. Can you say that again?
That is correct. Blackbizgrants.splash.com. I know, it's a wordful there.
Well, what we're going to do, Ashley, we've been really blessed to have you come on the show this time. And I just feel like you're going to be a guest again. So I just want to welcome you. Any parting thoughts before we leave?
No, you know, Carl, first of all, you have an amazing radio voice. Let me just tell you, it's great. I love it. No, thank you so much for having us today. And, you know, we just talked a little bit about what we do. And I really am looking forward to being your guest once again. I do just want to encourage all our Bay Area community to really take advantage of this. It's an excellent opportunity if you're a small business. Check out our hub. You know, make sure that you are, you know, tuned in into all the resources that are out there for you, right? Mm-hmm. Especially with these very unprecedented times, I just hope everyone that's listening, please just stay safe and healthy. And just be, you know, I have a sticker on my laptop that says, be kind, right? It's a very simple thing. And we just don't know what people are going through. So I just hope that everyone is doing well. And, you know, we hope that these grants will do good and go a long way.
Well, thank you, Ashley. We're going to leave it right there. We, as we always say, we want you to stay connected. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connection.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr. and brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. Or call 408-288-8806. That's 408-288-8806. Copies of our podcast are available online at blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email info@blackchamber.com. Keeping you connected, Silicon Valley Business Connections.